We're looking this week at data privacy, and particularly the kind of data that your mobile devices are giving away without your knowledge or even your consent. As you just heard, just leaving your phone's Wi-Fi on could mean that you're actually placing yourself at quite considerable risk. But there's a risk beyond just the Wi-Fi. Because often when we upgrade our smartphones, we're given the option to recycle the old phone, and why not? That seems a good idea for the environment, and you might even walk away with some extra cash in your pocket. So what do? Well, you delete everything on the phone and then you hand it over. End of story, right? Well, no, because last year, Cambridge University computer scientist Laurent Simon bought some second-hand Android phones off eBay. They were all advertised as having been wiped of all the personal data, except when Laurent plugged them into his laptop, he could recover almost everything, ranging from old photos to text messages and even passwords for things like email and social networks. He's with us now to explain how he did this project and why. Hello.
Hi, Chris.
First of all, why did you embark on this project?
Well, more and more phones are actually being sold online, and the market is actually booming. We expect, I think, more than 100 million phones being traded by 2018. So we thought it would be a good idea to figure out whether data was still available after you wipe it.
Are the majority of them sold as wiped?
Yes, most of them were wiped, yes.
And when someone defines their phone as wiped, does that mean they've sort of gone into the settings? Because there's a button you can sort of select on the phone that says reset to factory, isn't it? And it sort of resets it to how the phone apparently was when it came out of the box. Is that actually what happens?
Most people actually use this setting on the phone, and that's what the vendors suggest you to do before you sell your phones. It doesn't always delete the data. Why this data is not properly deleted, you first have to understand how the data is stored on your phones. So phones basically store the data the same way a library would store books. So essentially you have books on the shelf, and every time you want to access a book, you have to look up its location in a search index table. Now some phones will, when they wipe the data, they will actually delete both this index table and remove the books from the shelves. But some phones will actually only remove the index table. So it appears to you as if your data has vanished, but if you look directly at the shelf, the data is still present.
The books are all still standing there, so if you were to just wander along the shelves, you could potentially retrieve a book.
Exactly so.
And is that what you did with your project?
Yes, exactly. So we looked at the shelves directly and looked at the data rather than relying on the index table. And, well, we found actually quite a lot of data. So on some phones, we were not able to recover data, but on some other phones, it was possible. And this depends on versions and models.
What sorts of juicy things were coming up?
Well, basically everything you can think of. So most phones will have...
I don't know, I've got quite an imagination, Laurel.
Yeah. So. So pictures, yeah. Basically there are dozens or even thousands of pictures on the phones. So you'd find selfies, you'd find family pictures, pictures of kids and babies. You might also find conversations. These could be emails, chats, or text messages. You'd be able to find out which websites people have visited and which apps they have installed, and also the contact list.
So it's all potentially quite sensitive stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Well, more importantly, you can also recover passwords. For example, passwords from third-party apps that you install on your phone, or password that are used by that is used by the phone in order to back up your data online.
And because people tend to use the same password many times in many places, it's possible also that could be a bigger breach than just for that thing that's on the phone. Is this something that happens on all kinds of mobile devices, or are some vulnerable to this?
The market is sort of split between the Apple phones and the Android smartphones.
It's about 50-50, isn't it,
yeah,
roughly?
Yeah, I haven't personally looked into the iOS devices, so I can't really comment on that.
This is Apple. Yeah.
Yeah, Apple. I haven't heard report of data being recovered from those phones.
But what about Android?
So it's more on a case-to-case basis. There isn't really a magic version that is vulnerable and another one that isn't. There are versions sold about 2-3 years ago that are more vulnerable, and these are often the one that people are actually selling online.
So what can someone do about this? If you're someone who's about to flog an old phone or give it away to your kids or something, what can you do to make sure you're not a victim of something like this happening?
Okay, so that's a difficult question because, as I said, all phones are different and it depends on model. But some steps that you can take to try to improve the situation. One of the things you can do before you resell your phone is to enable the encryption option in your settings. This basically scrambles your data to make it difficult to retrieve by someone. This technique essentially is often as reliable as the strength of your passphrase. So you're better off with a really long passphrase. And once you've enabled this option, you restart your phone, you ask for the passphrase, and you can wipe your phone. For multimedia files, it's a little bit different, especially on the Android platform. So if you actually want to get rid of this data, you have various possibilities. None of them are fully reliable, but they will improve the situation. So one of them is to use an external memory card to save your pictures instead of the default one on the phone. A second option is to connect your phone to your computer via a USB cable and delete manually the files on your phone and then copy large files.
I see.
On the phone until...
So basically just fill up your phone with stuff. And it's a bit like shoving new stuff onto the shelves of your library. It's going to push out all the old stuff.
Exactly.
So the fingerprint of it being there is gone. So even though you're giving some data away, it's still stuff you don't care about because it's just random rubbish.
So as I said, this is not fully reliable, but this will help. Another way you can do this is also by trying to record a really large video until the memory is full.
Well, that happens on my phone pretty frequently anyway. Okay. Laurent Simon, thank you very much. He's from Cambridge University.